This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When I was prepping for the show today, I was thinking the debate's kind of over and who cares. And the more I think about it, the more I think we need to cover more of this debate. And I'm going to tell you today, I have definitive proof. Definitive, because many of you are still, I'm not sure, this, that, and the other. And I continue to get your messages. And I finally say, you know what? I'm going to give them definitive proof that Donald Trump won this debate. And I'm going to share this with you during this episode of the Kevin Jackson Show.com. So prepare to be beguiled by my massive brain. Well, you've already prepared for that, which is why you're here. So welcome everybody to the Kevin Jackson Show.com. 844-551-8255. Got a lot to discuss because many things happened during the week post-debate. The debate happened, what, Tuesday night? Still talking about it. And, I've been sort of building up to this because, as I said, I've had many conversations. You guys know you're calling me. You're my friends. We've worked on other projects together. And you're like, Kev, explain to me what happened. What's your point of view? This, that, and the other. Or, Kev, explain to me your point of view. This, that, and the other. I don't want to just be sexist and only say the guys are calling. But people want to know. And I'm telling you guys, I'm going, look, don't look at this debate through the way the media wants to present it. Ask yourself very simple questions, and I gave you some things to think about the other day. Who did you look at the most? If you found yourself going, Trump's bullying Biden, that's okay. Biden's a big boy. Here's what you're going to be asking yourself at some point, but wait a minute, isn't the guy that's going to be the leader of the free world or wants to be, can he take a little bit of browbeating? What are we supposed to do? Go, let's not mess with Joe Biden because he's demented. We can't be cruel or mean to him. What does he think President Xi's going to do of China? What do you think Putin's going to handle him? You think he's going to, he's such a sweet old man. Donald Trump is saying, I'm going to fight. I'll show you a fighter. I don't care if he's a midget, a Guatemalan midget, and he's 2 feet tall. I'm going to slam him. He didn't care. He told you, he says, Joe Biden's not prepared for this. He's on drugs. They've got him intravenously doing stuff. They've got him mic'd up. And he needs all this in order to prep for a debate. If he knows it, if he's been doing this job for 47 years, if he knows this country for 47 years, don't you think he should be prepared to debate? What did they talk about leading up to the debate? All of the debate prep. Oh, Joe Biden's prepping. He's getting ready. Let's get him ready. Woo-hoo-hoo. Get ready for what? It would be like me. Kevin, you're going to go on and talk about issues related to this. We'll send a car to get you. Hold on. I need to get ready before I talk about issues plaguing America or specific to black America or, crime in the community or policing. Bring it. Send the car. How long is it going to take for the car? How much time do I have to get on some pants? I don't need to prep. You know this country. Donald Trump didn't need to prep, but Joe Biden needed to prep. And let me tell you what they did. They gave him softball prep. Here's one of the interviews, and I want you to pay attention to this interview because Joe Biden's already telling you what he was going to do leading up to the debate. And I'll tell you how it so backfired. But here he is. He's on, I think, MSNBC. I don't even know this chick. I don't know. I don't watch these shows, so I don't know these people. But here, this is some woman from, I think, MSNBC asking Joe Biden about debate prep. Or, what do you think is going to happen in the debate?
Dignity, integrity, and honesty. I know you're deep in debate prep. I don't want to keep you much longer. But Speaker Pelosi said you shouldn't debate the president. Speaker Pelosi has said you shouldn't debate the president because he has no fidelity to fact or truth. Does she have a point?
Well, she has. Two of people of your consequence in the press have said the same thing, written articles about that. Leading columnists who are not, to the best of my knowledge, Democrat or Republican, just leading columnists. And one of them said, I shouldn't debate him unless there's a crawler underneath everything he says, fact-checking as we go. Look, the people know the president's a liar. I mean, they know that. It's not like it's going to come as a surprise to them. And so I'm prepared to go out and make my case as to why I think he's failed and why I think the answers I have to proceed will help the American people and the American economy and make us safer internationally. It is going to be difficult. I know, my guess is it's going to be just straight attack. They're going to be mostly personal. That's the only thing he knows how to do. He doesn't know how to debate the facts, but he's not that smart. He doesn't know that many facts. He doesn't know much about foreign policy. He doesn't know much about domestic policy. He doesn't know much about the detail. And so he can do what he wants. I think he'll, like you said, it'll be mostly, personal attacks and lies. But I think the American people are onto him.
So you likely didn't see that interview. But that was Joe Biden saying what his strategy was going to be. The president's a liar. And he doesn't know the facts. He doesn't know details. Well, I can tell you who didn't know the facts and who didn't know the details, and I can also tell you who was the biggest liar on the planet. It was Joe Biden. And let me tell you, if you think that this is going unnoticed, I mean, look, people aren't watching Joe Biden interview. As Trump said during the debate, the reason why the guy isn't worried about COVID at his rallies is there's not enough people. You don't need to worry about social distancing when nobody shows up. Was that a lie? Of course not. It's also a sign. Melissa was telling me the other day, she says, Donald Trump campaigns like he's in his 40s or 50s. The dude has more energy. I think he was in Duluth the other day. This guy's just bumpty, 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 bumpty from place to place. And everywhere he goes, massive crowds. Massive crowds. Now, you look, if you want to believe that there's enthusiasm for Biden, then let me tell you. You bet. Understand, the only enthusiasm for Biden is in throwing away ballots of Trump because he cannot get people to come out. And so if you're enthused about your candidate, why is it when the Biden train was going by, there were Trump people the entire, I don't know where he was going, but he was on a train, and there were Trump people all along the way. They filmed it. Somebody filmed it and showed Trump people lined up. Folks, you have a president that people are enthusiastic about. And the only hope that the Democrats have of defeating him is they got to cheat. And there are many of you that think he's going to be able to cheat his way out of it. That Donald Trump is going to get more votes than you can even imagine. He's more popular today than he was in 2016. The Democrats are less popular today. And what I'm going to do is prove to you how badly Donald Trump beat Joe Biden in that debate. Stay tuned. Keep it here. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Chris Wallace is catching a lot of heat for his moderation during the debate. I don't know if you'd call it moderation. He certainly wasn't moderate in it with his loaded questions for President Trump. We'll get into that a little bit later. But by the way, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The reason why I'm interested today in talking about this debate as I have definitive proof, and I said it, definitive proof that Donald Trump won a debate. And I teased you with this the first segment, so I'm going to go ahead and give you definitive proof the president won a debate, and then I'm going to dissect what happened during the debate in an exchange that highlights a lot of the things that I've talked about, but it'll give you some real insights as to how I want you to think about this debate going forward. Because, you know, debates are subjective. You know, there are the pundits who go, oh, I think Biden won because the president was so mean-spirited. And then there are other people who go, oh, I like the way the president was attacking him. You know, so it's a matter of, you know, it's very subjective. But there are other elements of it that are not subjective at all. They deal with your psyche, the human condition, the psychology of debate. And that's where Trump is really good. Don't misunderstand me. He missed the mark on a few things. I pointed out a couple. You know, race relations and things like that. He could have really gone after Biden and Obama. You know, if you call him a racist and say, yeah, so I give more money to the HBCUs than Obama. I institute criminal justice reform, something that he claimed he couldn't do because of the bipartisanship of the government. I accomplished that. And a host of other things that we've done. I mean, he could and say, and you call me the racist. Then what does that make Obama? I mean, the first black president doesn't even institute these things, and you want to call me the racist. He could have easily gone there. But anyway, let me just go ahead and explain to you how you know that Donald Trump won. Let's play that clip.
So, very simple question. After what went down this evening, do you think Joe Biden should participate in a second or third debate?
Should the next two debates go on as scheduled?
I wouldn't be surprised, by the way, if this is the last presidential debate.
Should there be other debates?
Are we really going to repeat this? Are we going to have another two of these?
I think we have to hear from the Presidential Commission on Debates tomorrow. We can't do two more of these. Why are we bothering with a discussion of the rules of format, of time limits, of moderators at all when we have just seen what is going to happen?
Now, that was a small media mashup. Post-debate. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show, you're listening to. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. That was proof that Donald Trump won.
Now you say, Kevin Jackson, explain to me, sir. You know, unhand that explanation.
Well, let me explain. After a debate, the media immediately goes, we don't need any more debates. That was just horrible. Oh my gosh. Why? Why is it horrible? If your guy won, you would be looking forward to the next two debates. Right? Look, I know. Brilliance. Common sense like you've never seen. Let me put it to you this way. I'm a fighter. I come out of a fight, and I got my butt kicked, but my team is going, dude, you manhandled him, and I got lumps all over my head, right? I'm beat up. And then the guy goes, but they give the fight to me. And I'm winning. And then the guy who challenges me comes out. I mean, he looks fresh. He looks like he just came out of his place. And I look beat up, rode hard and put up wet. And then he says to me, man, I won that fight. And let's do it again. And I got beat up. You know what I'd say? Dude, I won and they picked me. So now I don't need to fight him again. Right? That's what they're telling you. They're telling you, our guy got beat up, but we won, but our guy got beat up, but we don't want to fight anymore. Or maybe they are telling you that he won. But here's what I'd say. Do you hear anybody from the Trump campaign going, oh man, that was horrible. There's no way we should do another one of these. Is there any media out there of people going, no way? Trump should never do another one of those, man. It was horrible. Chris Wallace was horrible, and he was. Trump knew going in. Y'all need some more ammo. You need ammo, right? That's what I'm giving you, some new dry powder. Donald Trump knew going in that Chris Wallace was going to stack the deck against him. Did you see anything otherwise? They analyzed the number of times he stopped, that Chris Wallace interrupted Trump versus Biden, the number of times he sided with Biden. He actually chuckled with Biden at one point. I could go on. It wasn't moderation that Trump complained. When Chris Wallace tried to domineer and Trump was like, no, I'm going to make my point. He talked over him. That's what he's supposed to do. He is the leader of the free world and he's trying to get reelected. And okay, we're going to play by these rules. I'll abide by certain types of rules, but I'm not going to let you run over me. So I give you this. I ask you this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Did Trump win? Because if there's a mashup of all this leftist media, and we just gave you a small sampling, there's a mashup of them saying, oh, there's no way we should go back here. We need to hear more from the commission. Should there be other debates? Nancy Pelosi didn't want any debates. And after one, oh, there's certainly we can't do any more. It's an affront to the institution of debating.
if we do any more. Did you watch that debacle? Donald Trump actually defending his record? Bringing up things like Hunter Biden? What an atrocity.
They're upset. And they're upset because Donald Trump cleaned Joe Biden's clock. And there are not a whole lot up in the old clock tower, if you know what I'm saying. But he cleaned it for him. And the Democrats saw it. They saw every exposed weakness of Joe Biden.
Donald Trump's a liar. He lies. Listen to him. He's lying. He's lying.
And they're going, that ain't going to cut it. What are you going to do for the economy, Joe?
Oh, well, we're going to implement some economic measures.
What are you going to do? Donald Trump's rebuilt it twice. What's your position on it? He's got nothing. They watched him absolutely with nothing. We don't have time this segment, but I'm going to go into the one area where I'm going to convince you that Donald Trump destroyed Joe Biden. And the way he destroyed him, he did it the entire time. If you understand debate, you know how to just dismiss your opponent and turn it on itself. And Donald Trump absolutely destroyed Joe Biden. And he destroyed him in a way that the least common denominator, that low interest voter, is going to go, wow. Now, people will argue, did it move the needle? Did it not move? I'm going to tell you, Donald Trump's people still see him for what he is. Joe Biden's people are now going, we are in big trouble. And that's where this thing is. And I'm going to prove it to you in this next segment. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
He has mild symptoms.
White House Press Secretary Mark Meadows updating us on the status of President Trump as he's tested positive for COVID-19. Meadows continues.
The doctor will continue to provide expertise in the residence. He's in the residence now.
As far as any complications that President Trump may face regarding COVID-19, Dr. Oz says,
so getting the virus is one thing, having a complication is another, as we've been debating throughout the pandemic. At age 74 and being 244 pounds, which takes his BMI over 30, which is the obese category, he's got those two risk factors.
Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen tested negative for COVID-19. Meanwhile, Senator Mike Lee from Utah did test positive and will remain isolated for the next 10 days. You're listening to USA Radio News. The nation's unemployment rate fell to 7.9% in September, employers adding 661,000 jobs during the month. The U.S. economy has recovered a little more than half of the payroll jobs lost to the coronavirus pandemic. With a little bit more on our top story of the day, as President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on MSNBC reacts to the news.
We all receive that news with great sadness. I always pray for the president's family that they're safe. I continue to do so more intensified. And I know that he'll have the best of care. And that's what we want for everyone in our country.
President Trump receiving well wishes from around the world, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who's wishing the president a speedy recovery. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has tested negative for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I got a tweet that reads, Hunter Biden sent hundreds of thousands of dollars to people connected to trafficking rings. That's sex trafficking. Ivanka Trump secured $100 million in federal grants to combat human trafficking. A tale of two kids, right? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. It is thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Still record-breaking stats, folks. Appreciate you spreading the word about the show. I'm hearing from many, many more folks. We are really focused on our digital footprint because on the terrestrial side, it is such a dog-eat-dog world, and people want to, oh, I'll take away your sponsors and all that. In the digital world, they can't. In the digital world, the little bit of chump change we make pays for the operation of this thing. I'll be blunt. We don't make enough to pay for it. I'm not like my buddy Dan Bongino, who's making $1 million on his radio show, and I don't decry it. I think I'm so happy for Dan. And I think he's doing better. I need to check on him. By the way, one of my friends, a kid named Kingface, I should say young man, he's in his 30s, he died. We hung out together, went down to Florida to meet up with him. He was starting to become a big deal. He's a former blood gangbanger who gave up that life and became an outspoken conservative and was really making the rounds, was becoming a big deal. And suddenly he died. He was in the hospital with a coma, and I heard he passed away. So rest in peace, brother. Anyway, what I was talking about is Hunter Biden, and I was talking about how I can prove to you that Donald Trump won this debate, and I want you to start looking at things differently. As you consider politics, I want you to look at things differently with the stuff that we are trying to convey. And I'm not telling you I'm the purveyor of all information. I want you to discern if I'm right, if I'm wrong. I'm happy to hear about it. That's why I give you a way to contact me. I give you multiple ways to contact me, and I hope you will. But here's the thing about Hunter Biden. All of America knows Hunter Biden and his dealings. Not because the media dare do his job and expose this crackhead Biden for his dirty deeds. No, not because of that. You know the name Hunter Biden widely because President Trump makes him a household word. That's what he does. The media wants you to hear the soft story about the Bidens. Bo Biden and all this, you know. But look, I'll ask you a very simple question. How many drug addicts with ties to prostitution and human trafficking who, you know, gets into child support battles pretending he doesn't have money when he's made millions of dollars? But how many of these people sit on boards of multinational companies? You've been hearing me talk about it. Well, let me answer for you. One. There's only one person who gets discharged from the Navy because of cocaine use, gets sent to rehab, pulled over, bona fide cocaine found in the car, doesn't have any prospects, marries his dead brother's wife and then screws around with a prostitute or a dancer, a pole dancer, gets her pregnant and doesn't want to pay child support. Yeah, that is it. What every multinational conglomerate wants as a board member. Why not just give him a Nobel Peace Prize? So nobody does that. There's one. And if the former vice president, who will never be president, Joe Biden, believes that this issue is going to go away, he truly is demented. Now, why am I telling you that I know this for a fact that Donald Trump won a debate? I've already given you the answer. The media doesn't want to have second and third debates. But there's more to it. And it has to do with Donald Trump's debate performance. So during the debate, the president stole Joe Biden's pre-planned salvo when Biden knowingly and falsely accused the president of calling the troops losers. And in his stump speech, Biden broke into the stellar service of his son, Beau, who served a year in Iraq. Now, it's typical for leftists to invoke the military when they want to, you know, make a point of how patriotic they are and all that. But it's even more so when it's a family member or somebody close to them, like Kyrsten Sinema did with her brother who's in the Marines. They want to live by proxy through somebody else. So Biden wants to be elected as if he's pro-military because his son went into the military. Let me tell you, no offense against Beau Biden. Beau Biden went into the military because he wanted it to be a career builder. That's why he did it. So here's he's died now, and his father's going, I'm going to make some political points with my son's death. And here's the clip.
And with regard to more divided, the nation that can't stay divided, we can't be this way. And speaking of my son, the way you talk about the military, the way you talk about them being losers and being and just being suckers, my son was in Iraq. He spent a year there. He got the Bronze Star. He got the Conspicuous Service Medal. He was not a loser. He was a patriot. And the people left behind there were heroes.
Okay, so let me stop it there. Joe Biden has developed Beau. He's set the stage for Donald Trump as a terrible person. He calls the military losers. This is what he's setting up. And my son was one of those people, and how dare you? And he's about to get indignant. And then Trump goes, well, maybe not. And here's the rest of that clip.
Really? And I resent.
Are you talking about Hunter? Are you talking about
I'm
Hunter?
Talking about my son, Beau Biden. You're talking about.
I don't know Beau. I know Hunter.
Yeah,
Hunter,
you know,
got thrown. Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true.
For
it wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use, and he didn't have a job until you became vice president. And once you
None
became
of that
vice
is
president,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
He
my
made
son,
a fortune.
Gentlemen, my son.
And he didn't have a job.
My son.
So Trump just pounces because he probably knows. I mean, I don't know whether it was prep or whatever, but it that was from the heart. He's like, oh, I don't know Bo. I didn't even think you were talking about Bo. I thought you were talking about Hunter because, see, he was also in the military. And you know what he did? He got discharged, dishonorably so. And I don't know. Here's what I will tell you. If I'm not mistaken, Biden got some thing done where it wasn't dishonorable, but he pulled strings. But Bo, dude, let me put it to you this way. If Hunter Biden is using cocaine in the Navy, would he get regularly discharged? Of course not. He would get dishonorably discharged. So Trump is making the point. I'm not talking about the good son. I'm talking about the bad son. The Navy guy who was using cocaine gets dishonorably discharged. And then when you become vice president, he goes on to make a crap load of money. Now, what's about to happen? I want you to understand what Trump did is he said, I'm not even going to talk about this stupid nonsense of me saying the military was losers. Everybody knows that's a lie. I respect the military. I don't respect every military person, but I respect the institution of the military and the overwhelming number of people who serve selflessly. Not the ones like John Kerry or John McCain who want to build political careers. That's who I respect. So he dismisses it, and he starts hitting on Hunter. And then Joe Biden, so let me show you what he does. Joe Biden changes tunes, and here it is.
Like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's worked on it, and I'm proud of him.
So Biden pivots, right? He was like many people at home. My son had his problems. He's Hunter's now everyday Joe. And Joe Biden, he's average Joe. Hey, I'm a father dealing with an issue with my kid. We all can feel this way, America. Yeah, I mean, come on. Let me tug at your heartstrings. The same way he tried earlier. He wanted to tug at the heartstrings of people who say the military, Trump shouldn't be talking about the military. And Trump dismissed it. He dismissed it. And he says, no, you got a crackhead son that you cut deals for. No, that's not true. It's not true. He's you know, just like you. He's an ordinary citizen. And you know what Trump did? He cut him off at the knees. Here's the rest of the clip.
But why was he given tens of millions of dollars?
But he wasn't given tens of millions of
dollars.
That is totally discredited.
You've already been discredited.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. So Joe Biden likes to use the term that's been discredited. No, it isn't. It's a fact. But what did Trump do? Joe Biden went for that emotional content. And Trump says, yeah, then why did he get millions of dollars? Now, see, that's not pushback that the Democrats are used to getting. Trump is saying, yeah, let me remind America, you got a dude who left the military because he was using coke. He's supposed to be the highest honor. He's going to protect this nation. He's a cokehead. He gets kicked out of the military. He can't get a job. And miraculously, his vice president dad gets him millions of dollars sitting on boards of multinational companies making millions of dollars. And now, if you want to tell America, Joe Biden, that's ordinary stuff, that we're all subject to doing that, people that have meth problems and other drug addictions, I call foul.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There are people who want to argue with me about this. They say, oh, it was too convoluted of a debate and points weren't made and Trump stepped on himself here and there. And I'm going to tell you, they don't know how to look at it. They don't understand the gut reaction that Trump is able to invoke, not only in the people that support him, but in those who are on the fence. And even to those that you think he's not reaching, he reaches at a guttural level, whether you like it or not. And I will prove it to you. I've already been doing it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. I gave you an example of a mashup of all of these different pundits out there going, there should be no second or third debate after that. Now, guess what else they're saying? Joe Biden really won. He was much more presidential. He was amazing. Well, if he was so amazing and he was so much more presidential, then why don't you want him to fight again? There's not a champion in the world who doesn't tell you this. I'll accept any challengers. I'm a champion of radio. You know what I say? I get on this radio show and say, bring me your leftist, and I will debate them right here, anytime, anywhere. The smarter they are, the better. That is a champion. That's somebody that says, I'll back it up. 844-551-8255. Have them contact us. I will absolutely get them on air. I will destroy them. Anybody that wants to be pro-Biden, you want to talk about his record with black folks? You want to talk about the Democrats' record with black people in America? Man, let's go. Anyone, anytime, anywhere. Is that clear enough? Doesn't have to be. It could be tomorrow. It could be a week from now. You set it up. Now, that is what Trump would say to you if you wanted to debate him on any topic regarding what he's done for the America and his service as president. What do you think Biden's going to say? Well, let's see if we can do this and all kinds of rules. If you said to Trump, there are no rules in this debate, open discussion, talk about it. You think he cares about the rules? Trump went into a debate knowing that the moderator is a leftist. Oh, he's Fox News. That's supposed to sway. What they did, here's what the left did. They give you Chris Wallace, who's a leftist, but Fox News, so they could have an out in the event that Donald Trump defeats him. Donald Trump was debating Chris Wallace more than he was debating Trump. How do you ask questions that aren't, you know, geared for you to propose the answer? Chris Wallace would say, your policies suck, and people want you to defend them, so defend your policy. He didn't say, Mr. President, there are detractors who say that that your policy doesn't do this for Obamacare, and then there's, of course, you saying this. Explain to the public what you believe you've done with Obamacare versus whatever. Because Trump's been very clear. I'm getting rid of Obamacare, but I'm going to get rid of the individual mandate, and I'm going to let you, keep your pre-existing conditions will be covered, and he issued an executive order that they called it's purely symbolic. That's what Chris Wallace said. It's a symbolic move. Symbolic how? Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to. So here's, I was talking about Biden, just one incident, Biden talking about his son, Bo, and his service in Iraq. And oh my gosh, Trump is so bad with the military, and my son gave his life, and my son went to Iraq, and he came back, and he died of brain cancer, and he's wanting to get the sob story. And Trump says, oh, I didn't think you were talking about the good son. I thought you were talking about Hunter. And he goes in, and Biden completely derails on, oh my gosh, where's the sob story for Bo? And he has to follow the trail. Trump just threw a little ball of yarn, and Biden kept hitting it like a little kitty cat, unraveling it. And so he starts talking about Hunter. And then he's like, well, my son had issues the way people in America has issues. Now he's going to the sob story about his other son, right? And you know what Trump did? He says, oh, yeah, because all crackheads get millions of dollars from China and Moscow and Ukraine. And he's going on, and he's like, I'm not feeling sorry for your crackhead son getting a sweetheart deal to make millions of dollars, and you're trying to play that as that's everyday Americana? It ain't gonna happen, Joe Biden. He says, China ate your lunch, Joe. Do we have that clip? Here's what Trump, because he goes on, that wasn't the only salvo. Donald Trump said, no, there's more to this story. And he's saying, you were in bed with your son, and your foreign policy was dictated on not only you getting your peace, but your family getting a peace. And here's what Trump said.
China ate your lunch, Joe. And no wonder your son goes in and he takes out... He takes out billions of dollars. Takes out billions of dollars to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also, just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he do to deserve it? What did he do with Burisma to deserve $183,000?
None of that is true.
Oh, really?
Mr. President, please.
Totally discredited.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Totally discredited. That's what Joe Biden likes to say. Totally discredited. Argues that it's been discredited by everybody, in fact. Yeah. Well, not everybody that mattered, because the statement that Trump made is a fact. See, this is what I love about the analysis. You as you're watching this and going on, you go, oh, they were argumentative. No, Trump was making the point. Joe Biden brought it up. Oh, my family. Remember, Trump said the other day, the gloves are off. I'm not keeping my hands off your family. Your family is part of the corruption. It's a part of the thing that we're witnessing. I don't know if you saw Comey's testimony. We'll get to that a little bit later. But we're witnessing people that suddenly don't remember things. They don't remember the obvious. They don't even remember when they're on camera saying, I'm going to extort you, Ukraine, if you don't do right by my son. They want this stuff to go away because they're used to a Justice Department that's run by crooks that let them get away with it. And Donald Trump says, no, I'm going to tell America, crackheads don't sit on boards. Crackheads don't get millions of dollars from China, from Moscow, from Russia, or from Ukraine. They don't get, that doesn't happen. And this guy, oh, it's been discredited. No sane person believes that a person with Hunter Biden's history can benefit so greatly without the help of a guy like his VP father. Nobody. And what Trump did was he derailed Biden's little train that could. Oh, I'm the little train that could. Just let me get over them. I'm sure I can pull the load. You're not going to pull the load. And the reason that these clowns do not want a second or third debate is because if you think he exposed them this time, I will predict that Donald Trump has got even more up his sleeve. And he said it. He alluded to it when he said, we got you. We caught you. And he started talking to Biden about when they were talking about the transition of power. Well, anyway, to reemphasize a little bit more about this point, John King did an interview. I don't want to call it an interview, but he was doing an interview because our little bit is just a small clip. And he recognizes this inevitability that this is not going to go away. And he's alerting Democrats to the idea that they have to understand that Hunter Biden is an albatross. And it's not going away. Trump's not going to let it go away. There will be additional investigations. There already has been that has linked Hunter Biden to human trafficking, sex trafficking, prostitution, and sending money to Russia. Things that Mueller's team completely missed. So he says this, John King of CNN, folks. This was on CNN.
Hunter Biden, in many ways, is a weakness for the former vice president because of his work. He was I'll call it out. He's a swamp creature, like many people, trading under his family name to make money around the world.
So there you have it. You got CNN talking about Hunter Biden honestly, and it's funny because when we got this clip, there were all kinds of comments like, and John King's gone from CNN in 3, 2, 1. John King, you know, in Siberia. John King, off the air, etc. This is the first guy I've seen over there talk honestly about this. And for those of you who go, oh, it's because I was on a friend of mine's radio show, and he's like, you know, people aren't hearing this. I go, you don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get Trump and you don't get it. And if you're stuck in this period, I don't know where you'd be stuck. If you're in this thing of, I want to see these Marcus of Queensbury rule debates like Harvard, you know, where they're all standing across from each other in their, you know, in their coat and ties and their friggin' Victorian wigs or whatever, debating. Well, that's not Trump. Trump is a street brawler. And what happened there was Joe Biden picked the fight and, you know, decided he was going to put his jacket on the car and all that. And as soon as he got it off, Trump grabbed him by his tie, wrapped it around his neck, and choked him out. Joe Biden wanted to gain stature with his one son, the good son, who died, and Trump derailed him. And he got him talking about the other son, and Biden derailed himself because he just admitted to nothing but lies. Everything Trump said was 100% true. And if you don't think the public notices it, you're delusional.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.